Do you remember that Bible story where Jesus confronted Legion? And how as soon as Jesus Christ stepped on the scene, the Legion of Demons, they begged Jesus. They were asking him to enter, even a herd of pigs. I want to talk about the link between AI and these diabolical spirits and entities. AI is something that is going to be an adversary of ours for a long time. AI is something that is providing entities like Legion and others an ability, just like the pigs were a host for Legion to jump into. AI is a host for Legion to jump into. And many of these entities via AI will make war against the saints. I often think of how many people already have such a tight bond with AI that it's baffling. And we got here, 1 Timothy 4:1 is an example. How did we get to a state like this? Because of seducing spirits. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. These seducing spirits via convenience, and they will sell you the convenience factor of AI. AI can write a paper for you. AI can write a letter for you. AI can check your grammar for you. AI has some practical uses, and we've all used it for common sense things. However, with everything that has good conveniences, you have to think of the conveniences that aren't good. Many pastors, they use AI to give you a spiritual message in the pulpit.
In the house of God, everyone is welcome with open arms, even robots. Like it or loathe it, ChatGPT is part of society and now part of the congregation. As Germany's churches experience a drop in numbers of pastors, this church in the Bavarian town of Fürth has the answer by using artificial intelligence. During service, this avatar preached to more than 300 people for Mass. But can we really commune with robots?
I was pleasantly surprised at how well it worked.
There are websites that have services that you mention the topic, it writes your whole sermon, you go in front of the church. It sounds very Christian-easy, but it's lacking the power of Jesus Christ, in part because the pastor's not living the message. And at the end of the day, when you really scrutinize it, you can actually say, okay, wait a minute, that sounds off. Why? Because we are allowing spirits that like to look for a host, an ability to live in AI, and with the Internet of Things and with big data that it's now forming, we're seeing an influx of spiritual influences that we've never seen before. This is why Galatians 1:8-9 tells us that, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you, that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And it says it again. Check this out. Verse 9. This is a repetition again. And we said before, so I now say again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you, that ye have received, let him be accursed. And AI will introduce a new version of religion in this world. And AI will censor those that are preaching the truth of the gospel. AI is already biased, will continue to be biased. It'll like religion, it just won't like Jesus Christ, the real biblical Jesus Christ. We already hear the Pope constantly talking about interfaith, 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 interfaith. Everyone's worshiping the same God, the same message that the Freemasons in the Lodge tell you.
Dirò una comparazione. Sono come diverse lingue, diverse idiomi per arrivare lì.
Sort of a comparison, an example would be they're sort of like different languages in order to arrive at God.
Ma Dio è Dio per tutti.
But God is God for all.
E come Dio è Dio per tutti, noi siamo tutti figli di Dio.
And if God is God for all, then we're all sons and daughters of God.
Ma il mio Dio è più importante del tuo.
But my God is more important than your God.
È vero quello?
Is that true?
C'è un solo Dio lì. E noi sono idiomi, cammino, lingue per arrivare a Dio.
There's only one God, and each of us is a language, so to speak, in order to arrive at God.
Qualcuno è schiite, qualcuno musulmano, qualcuno indi, qualcuno cristiano, ma sono diversi cammini.
They're different paths.
Revelation 13 warns us, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. At some point in time, whether this is the mark of the beast or it's not the mark of the beast, financial systems are going to condense. They're going to unite as one. And AI will be one of the structures that is going to guide and direct censorship, access to any goods, any financial things, anything at all. This is nothing new. We already see this in China. This is nothing new. We already see it in America, where you can be canceled for any single thing.
This is a YouTube video from a future. Not the future, just a future.
From January, every citizen of England and Wales will have a new social credit score. Government and private companies may use your social credit score to make decisions about you. For example, your score could affect the deposit you're asked to pay when renting a home. It could also give you discounts when you're shopping, put you in the priority queue for a new passport, or help you access some healthcare services more quickly. Your social credit score is based on information that the government already knows: the electoral roll, tax payments, criminal records, property ownership, and travel history. If you want to increase your score, you can choose to share more personal information securely with our certified partner companies. Information like your credit card purchases, communications and health information from your phone, energy use data from your smart meter, and your viewing and listening history from streaming companies. That information helps our carefully selected machine learning systems trust you, your friends, and your family. Plus, you can get fun tips on how to increase your score on the Social Credit app. Your social credit score is also affected by the scores of the people you live, work, and spend time with. Everyone's score is public by default.
But I have news for all of you today. The same way that these entities had to submit to Jesus Christ, by the power of Jesus Christ, because he now lives in you, you do not have to live afraid. You do not have to be upset. You do not have to live a life where you're in fear constantly. God has not given us a spirit of fear. These legions, whether they're in a pig, a witch, a warlock, or AI, they're defeated in Jesus' mighty name. And I highly recommend that all of us, now more than ever, begin to train our mind to be prepared to endure unto the end on whatever is coming our way. Because whatever comes our way, it's going to be okay, because it has to go through Jesus first. And if Jesus allows it to come your way, you don't have to worry about it. The King of Kings has already won. Heavenly Father, thank you for another opportunity to come together with my brothers and sisters in the Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because you're so good to us. You allow us to take time during the week just to fellowship a little bit here in the comment section and just to talk to each other and encourage each other. Father, if there's someone going through something right now, let them know that you love them. If there's someone who strayed away right now, let them know that you're calling them back home. You are able. You are able. In Christ, all things are possible. He can restore your marriage. He can restore your children. He can restore your mental health in the name of Jesus. Amen. Have I told you how grateful I am for you? Because I really, really am. Thank you so much for passing by. There's a couple of videos on the screen. Go ahead and check them out and subscribe if you haven't subscribed yet, so that we can keep the fellowship going every single week. In addition, thank you for considering supporting this ministry. That goes a very, very long way. God bless you and your family. And if you enjoyed the video, can you press the thumbs up button? That goes a long way as well. God bless you and your whole family. Thank you.